I knew that was going to happen. We needed to be the cause of the whole island. 50 guys here looking for Clinton to Hiroshima. Let's go.
Ellie. No, I will not do this.
Can we sing? Can we sing?
I would love that.
Can we sing?
We sing the main song. We just need to sing.
Who has a guitar? Yehuda, can we dim the lights, get these Justin's lights on? Celtics are after that. No.
Wow.
What's our time?
That's more Celtics. The Cats, we need more Celtics.
How much
would
we have?
No, emergency.
10 minutes? You know me. Once I get,
I did.
Okay, wow. Be careful, be careful. Oh my god. Am I doing the Yehuda?
Huh? It's mainly at night. It's mainly at night, so you're very involved.
What, during the year?
It's all about
security. For shoes. Rishus, Rabbi Abadi, I'm humbled. I'm very humbled to be here. I'll tell you why. For two reasons that at least I'm aware of. It's good. The mic's good. It's good like this with the mic.
Perfect.
No mic Wednesday. It's good to be here. It's humbling for two reasons. For two reasons, at least, like I said, that I'm aware of. One reason is because I've heard about this place. They call it Minyan, that's what it's called. From back in the day. And I always heard, Minyan, you gotta hear this one. It's like every incredible person, every incredible person who, when I met them in America or somewhere, they came to Yeshiva, like just a great,
I need your help with this.
Any great guy, even though it's not nice to say guy, like great person who is like involved in a place that just exude, which means like overflowing with love and connection and humility. I'm talking about, you know, someone in their 20s, in their 30s, you know, maybe a little bit older. And I would say, like, Ellie Shane would introduce Chaim Eckhaus, Baba Shua. Don't ask why, you could ask why I call him Baba Shua. Shua ben Ellie, anyone who ever saw him daven, I was zoich to see Shua ben Eli daven in the upstairs Beis Medrash, Mamish. So I said Baba Sali, Shua Baba Shua, and everyone's like Minyan. I'm like, okay, I'm sure it's a great place. Like, what's this place Minyan? Like, everyone's like, everyone's beautiful. Every Jew is beautiful. Every creation of Hashem is beautiful. Everything. Some things are easier to see the beauty than others, that's all. Some people, some things. That's why I'm saying Bershus. And then to me, when I met Rabbi Abadi, it's like, whoa, like humbling to me, you know. So I'm saying Bershus, and I'm sitting here.
Can I see this?
So I said, they know that. So I said to the Rav, I said, Bershus, like, I want to hear the Rav, I want to hear. He says, I don't talk. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so deep. I talk too much. Not Alts Torah. Torah, you can never say too much Torah. You can never say too much talking about Hashem, talking about the beauty of the Jewish people. That's not considered too much talk. But to say that I don't talk, can I tell you why I like that I don't talk? Because talk is cheap. This Rabbi Abadi doesn't have to talk. He doesn't have to talk. What's the line? I just heard this recently. When you're good, you have to tell everybody that you're good. When you're great, everybody tells you that you're great. Rabbi Abadi, you are great. Yeah. You are great. You don't have to talk. You don't have to talk. You don't have to talk. When the Tevra, since day one, Nassim, where's Nassim? Who else? Everybody. AY, everybody. Everybody. And now the Heinte Gedar, the you guys, you this is mamish, this is...
Right.
Shui.
Someone
hello.
What is that? That's the storm again?
I think a breaker got fried.
So that's the first reason, the first reason that it's humbling to be here is because when you seeing, it's always good when you see something. That's what's hard about doing the mic because I don't have to like work. I don't have to. So what's humbling is to sit here, to be here. Finally, I'm here. How long? It took me, I guess, almost 10 years. It was before from the. Before you guys brought me. I think you guys were the first from Minyan, Ellie Shane, always everyone. It's incredible. That's number one. That's why it's humbling. It's humbling to be in a place that you've heard of, that exceeds, that talks, that walks more than the talk. That's number one. The second thing, and I'm going to be honest with everybody here. I'm going to try and be honest. That's really what I'm going to talk about a little bit tonight. What's also humbling is that is to me it's humbling. What's your name again?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom made me feel so good when I came in. Shalom made me feel well right back at you. You made me feel good. He made me feel so good. You made me feel so welcome. And when I walked in here, I felt so welcome. And for me, that's very humbling. I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to say you don't know me, but in a certain way, I'm meeting new faces. And to be welcomed so lovingly and so warm, and the Rav and all of the Rebbeim here that make me feel like $1 million plus, $10 million, $1 billion, make me feel good. I'll tell you why it's humbling, and that's what I'm going to talk about. I'll segue into what I want to talk about tonight. There are two things, Baruch Hashem, I had a few new, I don't like to say like lines, because it's more like epiphany, clarity. Epiphanies, which means like a clarity. I had a clarity today. I had a clarity today that I want to share. And it's a hard thing to talk about. And I'll tell you where it's from. I can't believe I'm going to say this publicly, but I'm going to tell you where it's from. On Yom Kippur this year, every Yom Kippur in Yeshiva, every Yom Kippur in Yeshiva, Aaron, you got to come over here. I got to give you a hug. I'm not waiting. I can't wait. I know it's public. I'm sorry. Aaron Taylor. I'm not waiting. I can't wait. Aaron Taylor. On Yom Kippur, we sit together after the davening, and we sit together, and we talk about Yom Kippur, we talk about Hashem, we talk about forgiveness, we talk about what it means, that relationship with Hashem. And everyone this year taught me one of the deepest things on Yom Kippur night, and I loved it. And I just want to share it and share the nekuda that I want to, the point that I want to talk about, what's humbling to be here. And what I want to share, and I pray for myself, and I pray for all of us. I don't think you guys need it. I think I can talk about myself. I think I need it more than you need this. And this is what I learned from each and every one of you. And we were talking about asking forgiveness from Hashem. That's what Yom Kippur is about, asking forgiveness from Hashem. And someone said something that was so powerful. For old school, you're definitely not going to like this, but it doesn't matter because it's something that is a feeling that someone had and people have. And I respect the honesty, and I'll tell you why, like this. Someone said, why do I have to ask forgiveness from Hashem? Why doesn't Hashem have to ask forgiveness from me? And from that night on, you can do whatever it is. Why do I have to ask forgiveness from Hashem? Why doesn't Hashem have to ask forgiveness from me? And it was like, whoa. From that moment on, something changed for me. Something changed for me. You remember, anyone who was there this year probably remembers, that was like the theme of Yom Kippur. And I'll tell you what I loved about that question. Two things I loved about the question. The first thing was the honesty. The honesty of that question. The honesty of that question. I'm just saying words, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. There's a relationship here. And I was hurt. And I was hurt. I'm in this relationship also. As one of my favorite songs, it's based on a Zohar, right? You guys know that song? Yehuda Leila. We don't have to sing. You got it. What do you mean, I can't do this without you? Who's talking? I can't do this without you, Hashem? That's true. You can't take a step without Hashem. In 1 second, you can just, chas v'shalom, get hit by a car. Chas v'shalom, who knows what could happen to you? But it's really, someone said the pshat, it's going on the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. I can't do this without you. I can't do the Jewish people. I can't do Klal Yisrael without you. This is a relationship between me and Hashem. And a relationship goes both ways. So it's 100% an incredible thing to say. I don't know. Maybe you have to ask forgiveness. Maybe you have to ask forgiveness from me. And I want to tell you, since then, my davening, I look to see that relationship. Why Anshe Knesset HaGadolah, who set up tefillah and a conversation with Hashem, is it set up like that? Is it set up like that? Why are we saying, Hashem, forgive me, Atta Tzadik, Rachum V'chanun, Chatasi L'fanecha? And I love the honesty of it. Why do I love the honesty of it? I love the honesty of it because this is the line that hit me today. I was talking to Yehuda Lederfeld, and we had this, had a great conversation. I'm not going to say it 100% like clear, I don't think, but maybe as I'm talking it with you, we'll get it clear. I said that everybody is looking for peace, serenity. Serenity inside of each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, I think, are searching for peace. And this is the depth of it. If a person is not honest with himself, if a person is not honest, like that person asked, Hashem, does Hashem have to ask me for forgiveness? That person and those guys who are asking that question were being honest with themselves. If you're not honest with yourself, and I'm not saying this b'derech mussar, I'm saying if a person is not honest with himself, you'll never find peace. You'll never, ever, ever find peace because you're lying to yourself. Because you're not honest with yourself. So I could fool this one, I could fool that one, I could fool my mother, I could fool my father, I could fool my friends. But there's only one person who has the answers to your problems. There's only one person who knows deep down what your problems are. There's only one person who you can't lie to. You can lie to everybody else. You could. I could lie. I could say, I'm great. I'm awesome. I have no anxiety. I have no fears. I feel successful, I feel great. Nobody knows if that's true or not. I'm the only one who knows when you go to sleep at night, before you go to sleep at night, when you're walking in the street, forget about your wife, forget about your parents, forget about the kids. I don't mean forget about them in a negative way. Bein chol bein atzmacha, which means between you and yourself. You can fool everybody else. But deep down, you know what you have to work on. Deep down, you know who you are and who you're not. Deep down, you know if you feel that you're good looking, or you actually feel that you're, and the whole world can tell you you're the most handsome guy in the world. But if you don't feel it, it don't matter what anybody says. Someone can tell you you're bright, you're great, you're this. If deep down you don't feel that, the president and the whole entire world can tell you something about you. That connection, that deep connection between yourself is the answer to everything, in my humble opinion. I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something that might be a difficult thing for some people to hear. But I'm not saying it myself. It's from the Chayza, from Lublin. I can show it to you inside. I've seen it many times. The Chayza says, and we could talk about it. We're going to talk about it. A guy who thinks he's a tzaddik, who's a good guy, who's a very good guy, and he thinks he's better than he is, versus a Russia, whatever that means, nobody here is a Russia, but imagine somebody being a Russia in the time of the Chosen, who knows he's a Russia. Listen to this shot. I did not make this up, so don't have any time on me. We were zeichu to go to the Chosen to be by his kever in Poland, in Lublin. A guy who thinks and is endymion and he's lying to himself, even if he's a tzaddik. But he thinks he's a bigger tzaddik versus a guy who knows who he is and he's a Russia, whatever that means. The guy who's a Russia, who knows he's a Russia, is more connected to Hashem because Chosama Yishalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Hashem likes truth. When that kid said, when those guys said Yom Kippur night, and it's one of the tefillahs, one of the brachas that we say, Udvarcha emes. Udvarcha emes. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about being MS, what life is about. This world is a world of sheker. So you could have a guy who looks a certain way. You could have a guy who looks a certain way. You could have a person who struggles with Shabbos. You could have a person who struggles with Torah. You could have a person who is the biggest Baal Taiva in the entire planet. And he's on his phone, Yoimam Valaylal, till 4 in the morning. And he's in a web of pain. But he knows who he is, and he knows that he's in pain. And he knows he's being honest with himself. And he knows who he is. I don't mean that's a big, big order. But he knows I struggle with Shabbos. I struggle with Torah. I struggle with Tivus. I struggle with my relationship with my parents. I'm insecure. But he's honest with himself. And he's really, really true to himself. He's true to himself. I spoke to my kids today on the phone. It's like, what's the big deal? You spoke to your kids. You sound like a big, why wouldn't you speak to your kids? I've been in America for a week and a half, and it's hard. It's hard to speak. Like I said, Baruch Hashem, had some time. I'm speaking to my kids, connecting to my kids, and I'm like, I'm their father. I could give the best. I could have a crowd come to me. I could have everybody say, "Oh, Rabbi Fisher, great!" And I love it. Trust me, it's good. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy who I am. I try to enjoy who I am. I try and work on being more connected. I said this to someone recently. If you're a rabbi or whatever, you're called a rabbi. I don't know if you could connect. There's Rabbi Fisher and there's Yoni Fisher, and I don't want it to be anything different. I want Yoni and Rabbi Fisher and Tati and Rebbe and Jonathan David, which is my English name. I want it all to be the same person. And when I'm sitting there talking to my kids, FaceTiming my kids, FaceTiming my wife and having a conversation, there's nobody in the world except for me and them. And me deep down, who knows, am I giving my children the time that I need to be giving? And they might even hear the shir. It don't do nothing. Oh, that's so nice, Tati. You're talking about us? No. I need to spend more time with my children. It's difficult. It's difficult for any working person. And I give everybody here a bracha, because you all are going to want to, Be'ezus Hashem, be married and have children and be busy. And you're going to swear to yourself now, I'm going to give my son more attention. I'm going to give my daughter the attention. I'm going to spend time until the rat race. Until the rat race. Because now it's tens of millions of dollars that you have to be to be considered anything. What's it going to be in when your kid's 18, when your kid's 15, when your kid's 10 years old? I'm not giving mussar. I'm just talking about life. That's what life is. And to connect the most to the people who we love and to work on that. What was the line, Menachem? What was the line today you said? What was that line we spoke about today? Marriage. Great line. I know, right? We got to write it down. What was it? I know, me too. Sorry. Together. Something about, it's anything in life. And why do I say it? Because it's about being honest with yourself. It's about being, you guys are honest with yourself. I respect that. I'm humble to that. I try and do that. Why isn't it, it's a cute thing, oh, it doesn't matter, he's dressing like this. What, you know why it doesn't matter? Because Chaysom Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Why is Torah so everything? Because it's MS. Because we live in a world of sheker. We live in a world where you can't believe anything anymore that you... Minyan, I heard about Minyan, 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 Minyan. Like I said before, this is MS. This is MS. Rabbi Yabadi is MS. Yeah! It's MS. Mayor Goldberg is MS. He's MS. That's MS. Not MS is like, You say it like yeshivish emes. Trauma. No, but to say the word that you have. Who said that? That was you again? Who said trauma? Shalom. You know what? To say that you're traumatized.
I never said that.
Okay, sorry. My bad. You're right. If somebody, Shalom, I'm sorry, Michael. If someone said, you got the line? Give me a second. If someone said, we'll get back, it's always good talk. If someone said, I'm traumatized by Torah, by the word MS, and someone's going to say, I don't know who's more, I don't. And you know what? I want to say something. The guy who's, he's connected to his MS also. I went last night, we were driving. What time was it, Menachem? And when we passed the Beis Medrash? No, it was after that. It was after we went to eat. 12, the parking lot to the Beis Medrash was packed. That's people who live on not a lot of money, who are humble. Now you might have your thing that triggers you or traumatizes you about that. But you don't know, maybe and most probably they're living and trying to be truthful as well. That's why you can never judge anybody. Because how do I know? How do I know what somebody else is feeling inside? How do I know who's being honest, who's being not honest? As it says, V'hayisi shafel be'enai. V'hayisi shafel be'enai, David HaMelech was shuffled. People want to know what's shiftless to be humble. You think humble means walking around. Okay, the Sil Sharm says that also. To walk around. Igeres Ramban, to walk around physically like that. But you can have a guy, I always imagine, Avram Avinu, David HaMelech, powerhouses, Moshe Rabbeinu, powerhouse. Anachnu Ma, Avram Avinu, Anoichi Avram Ve'efer, David HaMelech, I'm a worm, I'm but a worm. But he was a warrior. You think, Shua, where's Shua? Shua, Baba Shua. Yeah, you think you're a warrior. You are a warrior inside. Inside. So take, you know what? David HaMelech probably looked like you, like that. Oh, he's a big guy. A big guy, beautiful blue eyes. You have brown eyes, you still have beautiful eyes. David HaMelech, a beautiful powerhouse with a sword, chopping off Goliath, fighting, blood on his hands. Inside, deep in his heart, he's Malchus. You know what Malchus means? You know what Malchus means? It means he held of himself everything he did, every little thing he did. The reason he was able to do it was he was connected to the Melech, the Malchus of Olam. The bigger the zero, the Chazon Ish said, the more you could include, the more you could fit in. You know whether the guy next to you holds of himself a certain way because of his outside. V'hayisi shafel be'enai. It's all how I look at myself. Myself, between me and myself. No, Menachem, where'd you go? Hashem should help us all. You remember the line? Yeah, that what? That what? Right, okay, yes. Marriage, all relationships are not made to be easy. It's made to work on it, to be honest with yourself. It takes work. You know why? Because if you were honest with yourself today, it doesn't mean you're going to be honest with yourself tomorrow. Wait till you make your $1 million, then see who your friends are. Wait till you get married and you have that shidduch, and you're married like this, and then see what your truth is, how honest with you are with yourself. This place, in my humble opinion, just walking in here, it's a place where everyone is, I think, I don't know, you guys know, it's a place where everyone's trying to just be honest with who they are. And the only one who knows if you're being honest with yourself is yourself. That's what's crazy about it. You and Hashem. You and you and you and Hashem. And for someone to be able to say, Hashem, like I said last night, Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I want to feel more love from you. And I daven for all of us. I really do. I try and daven. I daven this morning in Satmar. I love it. Love it. Satmar in Lakewood. It's like, to me, it's not trauma at all. It's beautiful. I have different traumas. I didn't grow up like that. I don't have Judaism. I have other traumas. I come from Holocaust. My father was a Holocaust survivor. I have different. I don't have religious Judaism, Torah trauma. And that's why I never judge anybody. I don't know if that's why. I think that's one of the reasons why I don't judge anyone. Because if I had some person on my back all day telling me to stuff like, you know, Hashem, 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 that's one of my favorite lines. Don't push Hashem into someone else's heart. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, they will find Hashem. I can't say that enough. Don't push people. It comes with Kiruv. It comes from everything. Don't push God into anyone's heart. You don't have to. Ahaveu al abrius, the Rambam says. When you see someone like, sorry, Shui, I have to. Yeah, anyone who knows Shui Leifer. Shui Leifer, I've said many times. Yeah, we can give him a round of applause, Shui Leifer. One of the reasons I love Shui Leifer. One of the many reasons that I love Shui. I love Shui. Because Ahaveu al abrius. Because when someone smells good, I don't mean cologne. It's also nice when someone smells good cologne. When someone is beautiful, is someone beautiful? Like I said, we're all beautiful, but when you're shalom, that's what you started me off well. Because I'll tell you why. Because I walk in here and I want to feel comfortable, and you complimented me. No, but I want to tell you why. That, can I just tell you something? That shalom, I don't know anything about you, but I do know one thing. You made me. You said complimented me, and you told me something. I don't want to say it because I don't. Because you could say it. You could say it. I'm not saying it.
Say it again.
You said. You said. I heard you're a cool rabbi. That's what you said.
Say it.
He said. He said to me. I heard you're a cool rabbi. I was like, okay, all right, well, I'll take that. But the point was not. The point was not to share what you said. The point is that you were you. That to me is Yiddishkeit. That's Judaism. That's Judaism. Don't judge. I can't say it enough. Don't judge me because Shalom. Listen to this one. Don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. And I want to say this. And it's my new thing that I'm saying. I'm saying this to all of us here. When you see the yeshiva bachur, the guy with a white shirt and a hat, and you fly on El Al, and you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you see the chassid, and you see the guy who's not like you, you have to judge him lekavzchus also. It's not just the guy with the earring and the guy without the yarmulke and the cab driver. You have to. We, all of us, have to judge everyone lekavzchus. We have to see the good in everybody. And that means even the guy with the shtreimel, even the guy where we might have the trauma from rebellion and from our community. All of us, and the only one who knows whether you judge for good or bad is one person. That's you. Nobody here knows. When I walk into a shul, when I walk into an airplane, when I walk into a room, nobody knows what I'm thinking. Nobody knows what anybody's thinking. And to learn to see that toiv, and to learn to judge everyone beautifully, is the greatest feeling in the world. You think you're doing something for the person. You know who you do the best thing you judge someone, like Hasplus, when you judge someone and you see the beauty in someone, you know who gains the most from that? You do. You know why? Because you feel good. You know who gains the most when you're honest? You do. I do. I do. When I'm honest with myself, when I'm honest that I need to spend more time with my children, that I need to give my children more attention. For I just want to say Stam in Agavart. It's a matana from Hashem. It's a matana from Hashem. We were talking a little bit before. I'm going to say, I also a little thing to what I said. If we treated our Talmidim like our children, and we treated our children like our Talmidim, what does that mean? If I were loving to my children, if I'm loving to my children like a stranger, someone else, and to someone who is not my biological child, I treat them like a child. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Because the stranger we're always treating better. The closer people are to us, we're going to hurt them. That's a fact. If you're hurting them, yes. But a real friend is, yeah, you got to be careful with that. The second thing I just want to say, actually, I'll tell you, I'll end off with this. Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi means, for all of us, we're all mechanach ourselves al pi. I once, Baruch Hashem, had a matana from Hashem to say, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi. Why does it say al pi darkoi? Say, l'chanoich l'nar al darkoi. Al pi darko is ask the child. He knows. Ask yourself the truth about yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need to work on? Because no one will be able to tell you what you have to work on. Nobody can tell you what you have to work on. People can help you, but nobody knows your shmiras einayim. Nobody knows your insecurities. No one knows your bittul Torah. No one knows your kavana during tefillah. Only you know that. You and Hashem. We shall be zaycha. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For listening. Rabbi Abadi, I have no words. One of the matanas that I made up this trip was, are you listening because you are afraid to say something? Or you're listening because you're really listening? Some people listen because it's a new one. Some people listen, it's a good one. Some people listen not because they're good listeners. They're afraid to speak up. Some people talk a lot, not because they have what to say, but because they have trouble listening. And there's only one person who knows that. You could be the best listener in the world, but deep down you know that you're not really listening. I mean, you're listening, but you're afraid to talk. You could be a talker, but I really got nothing to say. I'm just covering up the fact that I have trouble listening. The reason I'm saying that is, thank you everyone for listening. I'm here. I told you, be careful. You said, keep on going. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. We should all be blessed to know ourselves. Thank you, Shalom. And thank you, Shalom, for starting me off. Rabbi Abadi. Yomim Aliyim Emelech Kaisir Shneisam Dar Vadar. You should be Zoycha to Gesund and to Yafutu Meinasel Chutza. Thank you everyone. We should be Zoycha to Agula Shlema together. Let's think for a second. I cannot go without talking about the hostages, the soldiers, Klal Yisrael. Let's all be zoicha to dance together in Yerushalayim. Great dancing together with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash.
Mehera Bimenu, thank you. Love you all. I love you all. Thank you.